December 2014. A sunny Sydney summer morning. Christmas was weeks away, and the business district in Martin Place was getting ready for their end of year break. Louisa Hope and her mum Robin had an appointment in Martin Place.
We woke up that morning and were considering what we were going to do. Would we stay at the Hilton and have breakfast, or would we go up and have breakfast at the Link Cafe? Because
that moment would change their lives forever.
It's as easy as that, isn't it? You know, your life can change.
Live breaking news for us right here in the middle of the CBD in Sydney. Heavily armed police are presently converging on Martin Place, where a...
Oh, this is ridiculous. We're across the road from Channel 7. This must be some, like, candid camera moment or something like that. And then the next minute he pulled out a gun. And in that moment I went, oh, my God, this is real. We're being taken hostage. He's a terrorist. We're dead.
Our only goal tonight, and for as long as this takes, is to get those people that are currently caught in that building out of there safely.
17 hours later, a terrorist would be dead.
I'm now hearing extremely loud explosions.
All of a sudden, the room filled with, like, colour, like lights, like red and a green light and a yellow light, and the atmosphere. Something happened. I don't know how or what this is, but the atmosphere in the room changed. It was like all the air was sucked out of the room, and it was all, like, bright lights and this strange feeling. And then, bang, all of a sudden, all this shooting started. And it was the police, of course. They were coming. At last they were coming, and they're coming in through the front door, and I didn't realise, but they're also coming in.
Two innocent people would be killed.
This is a message that I'm reading from someone who's standing in front of me.
When the gunman shot Tori and he fell forward, you know, in my heart, in my emotional heart, I was like, oh, maybe he just hit his shoulder or something, and maybe he just fell, maybe he's okay.
And Australia's innocence crushed.
It is profoundly shocking that innocent people should be held hostage by an armed person claiming political motivation.
Why did it happen?
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has opened an urgent review into the siege to find out how Manhurun Monis evaded authorities.
I do want answers.
What went wrong?
Police made a mistake when 2 months before the siege, they failed to arrest Monis on the new sex offence charges.
And how can we stop it happening again?
For the reasons detailed above, I conclude the police would have been lawfully justified in shooting Monis from soon after the siege commenced.
The Sydney Siege, a new podcast coming October 5 on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lynn Cafe siege doesn't just belong to myself or my fellow hostages. It actually belongs to our whole city, to our whole country. And that is part of why I feel that sense of responsibility to speak and to share about it, because we all shared a particular kind of terror that day.
And to hear the podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to our channel, Podshape True Crime, at Apple Podcasts.
A Podshape production.